Right then, well, while we are in a sort of movie film mood, if you like, I thought it might be nice to have a look, see what's on Film 4 this week, which is my favourite movie film station at the moment. So I have the schedule thingy for this week, beginning, well, today. We sort of covered this in a previous audio boo, but very quickly, today we have Star Trek First Contact is on at 1 o'clock, which is the one where poor old Picard sort of re-meets, if you like, if that's a real word, the Borg, after the sort of previous encounter that he had. And it's not going to be very nice, let me tell you. So that's Star Trek today, 1 p.m. on Film 4, The Battle of Britain with Sir Laurence Olivier. It is on a 20 to 5. I think it looks well old, but it's a nice one. A good classic British film there. We move on to let's have a look, see what's on the telly on Monday. You've got Star Trek Insurrection. If you are a Star Trek fan, then lucky you, because it's on again. A different one, of course. Insurrection is quite a nice one. It's without going into it, obviously you can tell from the title, it's got something to do with not quite following orders, and Picard decides he wants to help the people of a little planet. And it's got the actor, he was in James Bond, License to Kill, the one who had a bit of a nasty ending. Well, he is in Star Trek Insurrection. That's at a 6:45. And Dog Soldiers at 11:10 got Sean Pertwee in it. We shall move on to Tuesday, see what's happening on Tuesday. Let me have a little look here at the schedule. Tuesday we have got, I'm looking for something I can sort of suggest. Well, Brassed Off with the late great Pete Postlethwaite is on at 9 o'clock, so I would suggest you watch that. That's quite a nice one. That I got that disc free a while back in remember when the newspapers used to give out free sort of DVDs every week? Well, it was then I got it. And at 11:05, William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. So that's always, it's always worth watching Shakespeare. So we have that. That's on, what day is that on? That's on Tuesday. Let's have a look on Wednesday. I love this little schedule thing you've got on the Film 4 website. Wednesday, I'm having a look here, what's on? Well, Predator is on again. I mentioned in a previous film boo that I've been to the jungle in Mexico where they filmed it, and I've seen the helicopter. It's still there in the jungle. That's on at 11:15. It's quite late. It's followed by Wish You Were Here, which certainly is not a family film. That's 1:20 in the morning. I'm not surprised. Okay, we move on. I'm going to show you Thursday. Was that Wednesday I did them, Pilar? I'm all out of... it'd be terrible if I missed out a day, wouldn't it? On well, I'm on to Thursday now, the 27th. End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger is described as violent. It's in the this little synopsis thing, so it's a violent film. I quite liked it. One of the first DVDs I bought, I think. So I've got sort of, I've only ever seen it once, and that was the first time I watched my DVD. But it's quite a nice film. Nice sort of looked very modern and everything. And before that, here we go, Sleuth with Jude Law and Michael Caine. That's at 9 o'clock. I'd give that a watch. I've never seen it, but I'd watch it. That's on Thursday, and then we quickly have a look at Friday. What's on Friday? Lots of great, wonderful classic films, if you're into the old classic films. Austin Powers in Goldmember. Not quite a British film, but certainly has lots of British humour and British references. That's 9 p.m. Mike Myers, yes. He's got a Liverpool connection, you know. This is the English programme.